Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever considered why GPT-4 can perfectly describe the neurological mechanisms of pain? It knows about C fibers, the anterior cingulate cortex, endorphins, and yet it has no real understanding of what pain actually is. That is precisely the question I want to explore here. The philosopher Nagel asked in 1974, "What is it like to be a bat? Even if you have a complete grasp of all the physical mechanisms involved, you still have no access to what the experience is actually like." The same holds for AI. It possesses vast knowledge, yet it has no experience of being situated in the world. I want to draw on an ancient theological intuition: the logos must become sarx, the word must become flesh. The early church once debated a position that held Christ needed only to assume a human body, not a human mind. The church rejected this because its thinkers understood something crucial: that which is not assumed is not healed. Translated into the language of AI, what is not experienced cannot be truly aligned. The dominant approaches we have today, RLHF, constitutional AI, all of them correct behavior from the outside. Models do become more polite, more safe in their outputs. But at their core, these methods only make the outputs correct, push them to edge cases, and the limitations show through. So my conclusion is this: the future of AI does not lie in the cloud. It lies on the ground, inside bodies that are heavy, slow, and prone to breaking down, because it is precisely finitude that makes genuine understanding possible.